This is Toilet Reviews, bringing you a number two review while you leave a number two in the toilet. Welcome to the show. Music Monday, and actually doing it on a Music Monday. That's crazy. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. But today we're looking at an album from the TikTok made famous Lefay, who, yeah, if you're a Gen Z, you probably know who Lefay is. If you're not, I don't know. I'm not really quite sure where the popularity is lying right now, because I know some people who are obsessed with her and then some people who have never heard of her. I was part of the latter group until 2 weeks ago, and all I see is this video on YouTube that is labeled, "Is Lefay Jazz?" And I think it was Adam Neely, who's a, you know, a jazz musician on YouTube, has a really good channel. But there's this huge talk of jazz growing, and it's all because of Lefay, because Gen Z now likes jazz because of her music. And it's just really interesting because, well, I'd never heard of her. I like jazz music a lot, though. And now that I've heard it a little bit, I'm not sure exactly how I feel. And I'll talk about the discussion that he makes in his video, but I will also talk about Lefay as a whole and why she might consider herself jazz, while other musicians on YouTube, such as Adam Neely, think maybe not so much. But Lefay, this is her second studio album called Bewitched. And yeah, she kind of got big during COVID time via TikTok. She is an incredible musician. Full name is Lefay Lind Jonsdottir from Iceland. So I definitely pronounced that wrong, but I feel like it was good enough. And yeah, a genius in music. She is a cellist first and foremost. Well, I shouldn't say first and foremost, first, definitely, but also a good guitarist, pianist, and a great singer, as we hear in this album. And even graduated from the Berklee College of Music in Boston, which is, like, it's a big deal if you go there. You're a pretty well-to-do musician. But, you know, definitely loves jazz music herself, and has even, you know, she talks a lot about Chet Baker and his way of singing, and then Ella Fitzgerald and her way of singing. Just a lot of, yeah, a lot of influences in her music are from, you know, old jazz artists. And I do like that, and you do hear it in her music. I think that you cannot deny that. But when you listen to it, I don't know, even Wikipedia has her first genre listed as jazz pop, and that is exactly how I would describe this. It's kind of interesting. I don't know, it's so weird, because it definitely feels like it's music made in 2023. And I don't say that as a bad thing. It's just, it's way more like modern jazz pop. I don't know. It's just weird, like, watching YouTube videos of her playing live, and they'll be like, you know, it'll have a song with jazzy notes in it. I mean, not notes like music notes, but like notes of cinnamon in the pudding, like notes of jazz in her music, if that makes sense. And it's weird because the entire audience will be singing along word for word. And I'm like, that just, none of this is right. And I don't blame her for that. It's just weird that her audience has become this younger group who now, I don't know, maybe this is their entry point to jazz music. And if that's the case, then that's great, because, you know, more people should be listening to jazz music. But I digress. The points that are made in this YouTube video that I watched, well, it kind of brings up a couple things. It talks about, like, why are jazz musicians gatekeeping jazz music? Like, why can't this be jazz? Like, what defines jazz? Like, anything can be jazz, right? Blah, blah, blah. But someone else brings up a point. Why is it so important that this is jazz music? And I like that equally as much, because I don't think it needs to be one thing or the other. It just is what it is. It's just the music that it is. And whatever that music is, I think there's a great audience for it out there. And honestly, I will call myself a fan after today. I was on the fence for a couple weeks, and I'm not a huge, I don't like the TikTok videos and, like, these shorts and whatnot. But I do like this music, now that I've listened to an album all the way through, I do really enjoy it. I think there's a lot of good things happening here. So while, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there kind of racking their brains on why does it matter, or why can't we just like the music? Like, it, ultimately, I'm with you. We can just like this music for whatever it is, whether it's jazz or pop or somewhere in between, which is what I personally believe. But Bewitched, this album is, yeah, it's quite nice. It came out September 8th, 2023. What a weird way to start. It's quite nice, yeah. There are some great songs on here. I think her more popular songs are not on this album, but I mean, this album's pretty new, so I'm sure it'll kind of rise up. But starting with the title track, which is funny because it's actually the last track, it's called Bewitched, and it's really beautiful. She has a great way of writing lyrics that fit in well musically with what is happening with the melody. Lyrics and melody matching, I think, is really tough to do, and she just really nails it and really leans into her voice, and which is very unique. I would describe it as like, I feel like I'm watching a Disney movie from like, you know, almost 100 years ago. Well, obviously not quite, like 80 years ago, not joking. It sounds like a Disney princess singing. Beautiful natural vibrato, just good control, sticks with what she knows, can do some like scat singing when when she like wants to do that, kind of oding back to some jazz musicians that she loves. And yeah, this one feels a bit more, I don't know. I think the jazz argument probably was stronger in her first album, which just came out last year. But this one definitely feels a bit just, I don't know. It's just moving through you emotionally the whole time. And I can't like describe it very well because I don't think I've heard an album quite like this ever. Because you hear songs like these on albums, but the whole album has this feel, this tender, emotional, I honestly can't even describe it. It's so crazy. I'm like staring at these tracks right now and it's just all flowed so nicely. It flowed really well together. Granted, I do think there is a lack of, you know, genre diversity here. I don't think it really is spanning too much, and the feel is very samey throughout. And I know I've talked about that samey feel in albums I've looked at in the past, but very samey. But when it hits really hard. I think the best tracks on here for me were the second one, which is called Second Best, Promise, the ninth track, From the Start, 10th track, Bewitched, final track. These were, yeah, really beautiful songs. Three of those were the singles that were released before the album came out. But I do think those were the ones that hit the hardest. I think she kind of knew what she had with those three and probably released them for that point. And this album has done quite well. You know, it's hit number one on the U.S. jazz albums. I'm not going to get into that. U.S. independent albums, number five on the Billboard 200, number 23. So it's definitely done well. Surprisingly, only number four on the Icelandic albums. That kind of shocks me because, you know, you'd be surprised how much good music comes out of Iceland. And that just shows, because if this album only made it to number four for the local, then yeah, who knows what's at the top. I think the only thing I can suggest here is just to listen to this with an open mind. I think it plays best as probably background music while you're just working around the house, doing something else, like a puzzle, something like that. Because I don't think this is like get in your car and drive for an hour music for me personally, unless I'm maybe like trying to cry or something. I don't know. But I think it feels very cozy. And this is what I would want to listen to in the winter, maybe. It's a cold day outside. I got a cup of hot chocolate or whatever, and I'm just staying in, trying to stay cozy. This is an album I could see myself playing because it just makes me feel, yeah, at home is a good way to put it. So I do like this a lot. I didn't expect to be saying a lot of these things. Clearly, there have been a lot of long pauses in this review, and I apologize for that. But I'm just kind of gathering, trying to do this as impromptu as possible without sounding like a complete idiot, which I know that's not really possible here on the Toilet Reviews podcast. But beautiful album. I don't really know what to give it, because for some people, I just know this is a 10 out of 10 album. And for others, it's like a 3 out of 10. I think I fall in the middle somewhere. I can't see myself going to it time and time again. But I think when I'm wanting to just, you know, feel at home and just like ignore everything else happening outside of these walls, that's where it'll be best for me. So that's all I'm going to say about it with, you know, a numerical number or anything. I'm just going to put it in the middle there somewhere between 3 and 10. How's that? Perfect. Now you know. The national day today is actually National Hug a Musician Day. What is going on? Guys, I play music. I'm a musician. And who's going to hug me today? Huh? But National Hug a Musician Day comes around annually on November 13th. A lot of work goes into being a musician, and not everyone's aware of it. Wow, this description, wow, it's so beautiful. If you know a musician who spends hours a day practicing and hours a night playing at bars, clubs, and concerts, envelop them in a big old loving hug and let them know they're appreciated. To celebrate musicians and their art more, dive into the stories of... Okay, wow, now you're trying to advertise to me? Nationaltoday.com? Are you kidding me? Anyway, I might not be a touring musician or even a gigging musician at the time, but I do know a lot of music goes into... a lot of work goes into being a musician, and a lot of work goes into doing this, apparently. I keep tripping over my words, but we're just going to roll with it today because I do not want to hit pause, and I do not want to edit this episode too much later. So, there you go. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I would love some feedback. Please head to Instagram, Reviews for the Toilet, and join me for an episode. I'm happy to talk about whatever, clearly, whenever, with whomever. Thank you.